here tonight. Say you always had it.
Yes, that's right.
And if I found Jesus, I've always been happy. Are you happy? He makes us happy.
Thank you.
Now, how do I expect everybody to be? This is special. belong to the church. They believe their church.
That's right.
They believe God there. But if there is a supernatural operation in human beings today, that's the only thing they can call. But that's where the truth is. Now that is the truth, and not the I'm the supreme judge. That's where the truth is. People have their own beliefs brought out from people they think that they're going to be and the way it's going to be. They'll come just as only to that. They won't believe it. And that's the reason they had their way. They thought the way Jesus was coming first. They put all that down. He took men to the Roman Empire and scatter everything and set all the wrong nations. But he did not. And God usually brings things different. And what we've got to match out in order to deceive the lies of truth, to reduce the faith of the full earth. Now, why am I here is this? Why have to go up here this time? Why am I going to do all things yesterday?
Yes,
picked it up in his hands of love and made a case and put those days by the whole world through a sin. What the hell would you say on that day? Jesus is dead. And the man will think of our Lord and his and he came back and he his life in trial, not because of sin, not because of the murder, but because he believed what Jesus told him was the truth.
Thank you.
angry and friends here with them again. I'll pray over the tomorrow and plan it anyway. Do all that I can with help. And don't forget to pray for me. I hope you can come back to me again. Pray for me. I hope you get that great big letter and you're going to die. I'll be your associate after the Christmas.
And he's always, since the beginning,
Lord, we know that you have a way for healing, divine healing for this church. Isn't that right? In the journey, the woman from back in the days of Abraham, how he healed Sarah, being married. He's been miraculous working God all down through the ages. And if he has been down through the ages, and then coming here to the closing of all ages, should he be really telling you weak in his power and say there's no more to it? God forbid, he's more mightier now and promised to be than he ever was in the ages. Back in those days, while there wasn't as many people, the gifts wasn't needed as much as they are now. Just think, friends, that in the ministry that I have kept the Lord alone, I've seen many, many, many times more miracles performed than written in the Bible. That Jesus Christ has done in these 3 years in one unit, one group of his ministry. One group, he's done more miracles than has been written in this Bible. Everything that could be written in the Bible except leprosy that I know of has been healed. Even the 3 specific cases of people who pronounced dead are living tonight. Tell me that story. He did that. Jesus Christ. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's here tonight. And he, Jesus, was the rock that was in the world, the father of the children of Israel, and the rock that Moses had in his hand. It was not the rock of Moses. It was the rock of God. God's justice rock. Moses held it out over Egypt, the flies came up. He held it out, the fleas came up. Wherever he dumped this rock, it was the judgment rod. It brought judgment upon the disobedient people. And the rock was Christ, the substitute for sin and sickness. And Moses took the judgment rod and smote the rock to bring forth water. Therefore, it was the judgment rod of God that smote Jesus and killed him, the innocent one, and brought from him through the Holy Spirit to a perishing people now that we have life. No more do we fight the rock, but we speak to the rock. And what? The noun and pronoun. He said, speak to the rock, and it shall bring forth his personal pronoun, his water. Speak to the rock, and it shall bring forth his water. Maybe some of those poor Israelites then left bark and onion to eat angels' food and were complaining about it. They left the muddy water to drink from the fountain of life and were complaining about it. They had left the fullest positions of Egypt to be with the great physician and were complaining about it. They left a bunch of people that believed the days of miracles were past to be with a bunch of people, believed that all things were possible, and still complaining about it. Isn't that just like the church today? Come out of Egypt. Come out of the world. Out here in this glorious church of the living God, the firstborn. We thought we had a little trial. God asked us to believe in the world. We still complain about it. Now notice, another thing they had done. They left the people back there that had no sign to live under a pillar of fire and a cloud and was complaining about it. No wonder the water was fire. That's what the master church today is.
if you were groaned about things. Complaining. Be satisfied and keep moving on, pressing on.
And when the water supply got cut off, God asked them to go to speak to the rock and it would bring forth its water. Now tonight, the only thing you have to do is speak to the rock and it will bring forth his water. And if you're on speaking terms with him tonight, how many are on speaking terms with the rock tonight? I see your hands.
Fine.
Now I want you to speak to him about your condition, about your body, and he'll bring forth a healing water life.
Thank you. a middle-aged woman. She has gray hair. She's dressed in black. Yes, but she believes with all of her heart.
That's all right. to praise the Lord on that. That's no pain.
Praise the Lord. Now, that might not mean much to you, All right.
anything what's wrong. But Christ is your healer. Have you confessed everything? Everything that you are up to live with right before you, I just keep praying that I'll be dealing with you now. That's right. I just keep being aware of it. Your righteous needs God.
You picked that man right out of the audience.
I don't know what's wrong with you. But if you believe in God, you're believing.
He's picking another one out of the audience. She admitted she was. This is a young lady with black hair.
Yeah. Got off my side. She's healed. The audience is just roaring. Just listen to them. You better